The chapter of Matthew. Tradition before he died. You understand? He told them, his disciples, there'll be some of you standing here that shall not taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming kingdom. Just came back.
See?
What did he say that for? Then they come up out of Egypt. Hmm. Until they see him.
See?
Hmm. You're down standing up around the mountain.
That's how
you see your deeds up here. Down there, you see that there was some in the deeds.
That's right.
Elders.
That's right.
Ready to die.
And he didn't die either. Well, what are you saying that for? Didn't we just get through telling you of how many there was?
That's right.
So that's where your mother said that. They just could not die. So then you said there was,
603,550.
Now that's how many come up out of Egypt, and this vision has to be seen before any of them could die. Are you following? That's if you won't fulfill the scriptures.
That is that wonderful?
That's digging.
Now I want to show you why I'm so particular about that. You see, well, that 70 that went down there, you see how many of the world had come out. You're evidently multiplying a few times.
Anyway.
Well, remember, 70 went down. You see how many, you tell how many were come out, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. You see?
Then when Moses came down here and they built that golden calf, then that's what told Moses. Turn to, now you buckle your sword on your side and you're down there. You understand? Mm-hmm. Get him out of there and see, find out who's on his side. Ain't that right?
Yes.
And every last one of them, mark him off.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
He died there.
That's right, about 3,000.
Yeah, he won't live to.
That's right.
One day, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, you see what I said there? Mm-hmm. Now, look. Now, this is what I'm at. I'm after this Mount Zion. I'm after the counting, the numbering. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to? Mm-hmm. When you arrive? What John is seeing and hearing? Fulfillment of this back over here. You see? Do you understand me now? Now that's what I'm after. Now they stayed in this wilderness out here for 40 years. One day for a year. Now remember, God is still saying he's going to multiply. So now a limb that was born down here in the wilderness. Born down here in the wilderness. He multiplied in the 12 tribes.
That's right.
See? Now you remember we took the count. You said what the count was, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were never supposed to take no count unless they took the shekel of the sanctuary.
Right.
To bring that offer. That was the dust that they were brought out of Egypt. But now look here. When Joshua gets ready to cross over the river Jordan, he counts again.
Yeah.
See? Did they bring the shekel of the sanctuary? No.
No.
Why? Keep your eye on it now.
See?
He counted them that were able bodied to go across the river Jordan and fight their way on up to Ai, Jericho, and on up to Mount Zion. Joshua. Moses is dead and Joshua picks him up and counts him. So how many was it? You can come on me there all day, right there.
That's right. That's right.
See? Get the point? You're not going to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not written down there. I know there was. See? That reached, everybody man that reached Mount Zion in this 40-year conquest. Finally, that tabernacle out there on Mount Zion. See? It just isn't there. You've got to be competent. You see? Well, now you got 12 tribes down there. You see? You got 12 tribes. You just were coming to everybody's men. But you don't find them that way. We put down how many there was of everybody's men that went through here and through that 40 years on through that and was counted. You don't have a number. See? Now, John, he's over here in Revelation, you see. Now, he got 12 tribes. Now, if you have 12 tribes, and if y'all ain't multiplying, see, and they were born in the wilderness, born down here, and gone on up here, you see. We're after the able-bodied men that come up out of here and reach over there, see? You see? Joshua didn't say how many there was. See? But John said, remember I told you he was supposed to put down what he saw and heard.
Yes.
He said, I've heard the number of all.
Yes.
Which means that he had multiplied these 12 tribes in 144,000. That was them that went across here and reached Mount Zion.
Yes.
And set that tabernacle out there on Mount Zion. And Joshua. I mean, Shona folks. Do you see it now?
Mm-hmm.
And while there's no announcement made about them, how many there was, it said, John said, I heard the number called 144,000 of the earth class that's going there. Do you see that now?
Yes.
Do you see how stupid it is? See, here, under this, here, when they came into here, they come to the spirit of those just men and say, already arrived. See, but you didn't know how many were back here. But now it's in the spirit and you're on the aisle of Patrick and you're here and recall how many times it is multiplied. According to his promise, 144,000. See? Now you say, I heard that number called. Do you have it?
Yes, Revelation 7:4.
Yes.
And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
Now you see that? Of all of the tribes. That's 12 tribes. See? That right?
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else that you want to say about it? No.
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Of the tribe of
Judah. See, now the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. You see?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed.
Yeah, in other words, it doesn't multiply the hundredfold. Just cutting that up short. Mm-hmm. We've got to let it get through here, you see? You see? Just multiply them a hundredfold.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's keeping his promise. You see? Well, I say, brother, there's more Jews, too.
That's right.
They're going to be born up here.
Mm-hmm.
After they arrived.
That's right.
You see? They're going to be born up here in Palestine.
That's right.
See? Now, you got eight nations in there that you can't drive out.
Right.
Okay.
You see? The city of
Abraham. That's
right. You see? See, now, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
watch his catch now.
See, Jehovah's Witnesses, they didn't see that at all. See, now they, you understand, they had never left to go down in the Egypt.
That's right.
That's right.
See, just like all of the angels, they didn't all see and all there now.
No.
These were the servants' part.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And the stars of heaven.
That's right.
See, that third part of what? You got 12 tribes on this side of God, and you got 12 on this side over here. Mm-hmm. See? 12 and 12 is 24. And 3 times 8 is 24 almost. See? So it's just only a third part. So then, these that were born up here, they were the sons of Abraham too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still talking about it over there right now, right today.
Today. Today's people. That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. And they are the seed of Abraham. Mm-hmm. See? Just like Isaac by Sarah. But in Isaac shall our seed be called.
Yes.
So then, if that be the case, where is that seed? See, the Gentile, you understand, he's blessed by his sacrifice. And you do have him on the chart for 7 years that he's grafted in Cornelius' house. Is that almost?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you, now John, see, and there's innumerable. Jehovah's Witnesses are saying that 144,000 of the earth class is going to heaven. And the rest of the folks, they will have to abide on the earth and that's our satisfaction. That ain't discrimination.
Segregation.
It's a dog. Now, if you notice, well, I had you to read the introduction to Revelation. John said, I was in the Spirit. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the Spirit was in him. He received that on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, that's right.
So the Spirit was in him, and he was in the Spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody ain't in the Spirit. Somebody's wrong about the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Now they're going, and you read in your book, they already arrived. Now you couldn't hear one of them off from nothing in the world to try to tell him nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, you put one of them things in there and flatten it, no, Lord, I got an appointment down there.
That's right.
That's right.
I got to be going, you understand?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And nobody wants to talk to anybody that knows what it's all about.
That's correct.
And that's the reason why I'm with you having such an awful problem.
See?
But if you don't let everybody tell you, I had a vision of it, and they read me too.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I will be right.
You see? Now, yes, that's right. Now, 27. We got that settled, didn't we? John said he saw there in the 7th chapter 30 a number, you know, that nobody could have done. Is that what you got in your book?
Right.
I didn't have you go on read it, but it is that.
Yeah, that's right.
Read it. Maybe you better read it.
The 9th verse. And this I beheld.
And this I beheld.
A great multitude which no man could number.
You know, you can take the adding machine, do you understand? Mm-hmm. You see, just do anything you want. There's no man could number. Say, wait a minute, fella. Don't you see here that all these names of all the spermatozoa that ever took on shape and form that's in that book? So, even the angels said nobody could number that. See, you ride gas for sure. See, and right where we're on that. Yahweh's not slack concerning his promise.
No.
But he longs to suffer with us. That's what we do right now. And you just sat in your ignorance and sat in your foolishness as they suffered the little manners of the children of Israel back there in the world. You understand? Just suffering you. See? And trying every kind of way we know how to do to get you out of the fire. You understand? Get you out of trouble. You understand? Just suffering with you, see? You up here trying to insult me and tell me, say, look, you better get in Jehovah's Witnesses. We got the truth. Go ahead and run and catch the, we got the truth. You see? You understand? I can't tell you nothing. See? You little black, nappy-headed, round-shouldered, humpback, snaggle-tooth. That's any hateful, hellish thing we can say about you. You know, none of your folks don't amount to nothing. See, I'm left in the church. See? And look, we've got some around us to show for it. And if you was who you ought to be, you wouldn't be no pauper. God would be blessing you like he is me. Not what you do with anything like that. We don't care nothing about the slave.
That's right.
Get the point? Not the same. And that's how you deal with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why you can't tell one from the other.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Get the point? Now you're talking about a different gab about a guy. Talk about operating, that boy operates. See, he denies that Joshua is the Messiah died in the Bible. The law contained in ordinances that you might establish the law of the Spirit of life. See, and moving around Santa Claus, you see, green jammy, with his finery, and all those kind of things. And said, Jesus said, for us to do this. And Jesus said, and if Jesus done it, if he done it, and I'm following the footsteps of Jesus, so it's good enough for me. So, well, brother, I know that Jesus was fulfilling all of the world he was instituting. And see, calling the guy right in his face. All you do is preach the gospel. Preach it for what? For a witness. See? And here's two witnesses. See? Prophesy. 1260 years clothed in sackcloth and ashes. See? It's going right now. Just the same. John said that too. See? Now these are the two olive trees. Isn't that right?
Right.
Well, now, I see Mitch's got a couple of them over here.
Those are big trees.
That's Jamie and Jamie's. Those are stray rose additions. You say, Mitch's. Yes. Same devil out here performing these stunts.
That's right.
So now you watch me. I'm going to transubstantiate. You see? I'm going to create Christ. I'm going to create Yahshua the Messiah. I'm the creator. I'm going to create him. You understand? I'm going to just pray over this. Buried in one of Jamie and Jamblee's stunts. See? And say, now Jesus said, offer me to eat this bread and drink this cup. You show forth my death and suffering with just a calm. Is that right?
Did you say that was right?
Is that
what you said?
Mm-hmm. See, he wasn't talking to nobody on Gentile.
That's right.
See, he was in the upper chamber up there, and that is what he told. Now, here's what he was saying. See, he certainly did go back up there where he was at. See, I mean, he resurrected and went back up there where he was. Now, if he hadn't come, you understand, and lived with you from the dead, your faith is dead and you're yet in your hands.
You see what I'm talking about?
You'll still be under the law. What's that, friend? You don't believe it. You can know it, sir. I'm afraid I do. You got this in your revelation, so wait and have a look at that. And you have this in the first chapter of Exodus. The land is offered up. Now watch and follow me. They went round to one another's door, knocked on the door. They said, well, this. Well, now, this brings into multiplication again. See, everybody, every family down there, you see, didn't have six or seven or half a dozen. You understand? See, so there wasn't enough in this family here to consume that lamb of the first year. So that was drawn out of the flock. Now y'all follow me. Because if you don't, see, we're talking about the looking and seeing here. You understand? Then I had to go to one another door, knock on the door. And look, did I have you know they ate it in the house?
Yes. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Now you heard me, you're not blind. See? Is that almost right?
Yes, sir. In the house.
See? In the house. Now here he is too. See? The lamb had to be consumed. If there wasn't enough that to consume, we go to the other house. Knock on the door. That blood had to be over that door. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The middle of that door. And look, you go in, you don't come out.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
Until you understand, until you talk. Get the point? Now, you see, that's not up in your congregation, but all over Goshen. See, they were eating that Passover at the same time. See? All up in Jerusalem. See? And for every year, I want to get this straight too, because you make a mess out of this. About those Passover. There ain't one Passover. And that way down Egypt. Passover wasn't eaten anywhere else, down Egypt. They didn't need it up in the group. They didn't need it out there in the wilderness. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This isn't what they did. They said every year they were supposed to take that man out of the sun. No, yes, they did every year. But that was a memorial of this one down here. See? Just that one Passover. See? Just that one Passover here. You see? That's right in the sign. Right? Now he's resurrected from the dead. You live in a house. You live in a house. You live in a house. See? But now we're in the spirit, and now the carnal mind of the sea. Read.
Behold, I stand at the door.
I stand at the door.
And knock.
And knock.
If any man hear my voice.
If any man hear my voice, you got to hear first. Mm-hmm. That's it. You see? You got to hear. Some people are hard of hearing.
That's right.
Some people, they can't even hear the hearing again. Mm-hmm. See? But if any man hear my voice.
And open the door.
And open the door.
I will come into him.
I will come into him. Into your house.
Yes.
And I will sup
with him.
With him.
And he with me.
And he with me. Now, folks, that's the truth. That's all. That's the truth. Every time that minister gets up there and preaches.
That's right.
That's right. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's knocking at your door.
Yes.
And if you hear his voice, you understand? A lot of times you don't even discern that it is him that's speaking through that individual.
That's
consequently,
right.
You don't hear so well.
That's right.
See, you thought it was old Billy. Mm-hmm. You thought it was Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is him knocking at your door. See, but you hear. He said, I will come into him.
Yes.
And he, I will suck with him. Mm-hmm. And he with me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, that don't look like that stuff you fool with. See, you're a partaker of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You see what I'm talking about? Yahshua the Messiah now. See, the Father has sent it back, the Comforter, another comfort. And he has sent him in Yahshua's name. See? Understand? And he is right, Yahshua is right as a quickening spirit knocking at your door. And there are two or three symbols. Don't get discouraged, me.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three. Mm-hmm. It said, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Good, little boy, he can't get up in nothing like that.
No.
He's talking about substantiation, a change that into the actual birth, creating Christ. See, this is my body. He's creating the body. And he's creating the blood. You see? And he says, you drink it. See, he said for us to take it and drink it. You weren't even invited to the party, now that under the dispensation of the law. You see?
That's right.
Do you get it?
Yes, sir.
That's plain as mud on your face. Wouldn't you all say so? See, now that's in Revelation 2, Billy. You're touching the high points. Now, are you with me thus far? You can see what I have did. I have taken Genesis, Exodus, they showed you that three gypsies made into the mountain, showed you. Church. You're only got the church. Now look, you want to be successful.
That's right.
Lies.
Yeah.
You understand? Now if you just ain't nothing else going to do, you're going to have a home and money in the bank and just all the things of this life. I recommend that you go and get in the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
And enjoy while you're living around here, you see. Because you're as good for hell as a nickel is for a ginger snap. I just persecute you won't have to turn back. You see what I mean? Don't take care of his own. And don't you think he ain't got the money too?
That's right.
So you got annual income around $6 billion. That's a false figure.
That's right.
But that's what they say. He wouldn't tell the truth about it and save his soul.
No. That's right.
You see? You just can't tell the truth. That's a matter of possibility.
That's right.
How's a lie going to tell the truth? Now, 20th chapter of Messiah.
And I saw an angel come down.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven.
Having the key of the bottomless pit.
Having the key, not keys.
And a great chain.
And a great chain in his hand.
And he laid hold on the dragon.
Chain. See how one day is right in behind the other one. An age, one dispensation is an age. And he told you there were seven of great chains in his hand, and the key. You see it now? So and come down from heaven. And what happened?
And he laid hold on the dragon.
And he laid hold on the dragon.
That old serpent.
That old serpent.
Which is the devil.
Which is the devil.
And Satan.
And Satan.
And bound him 1,000 years.
Yeah. And bound him 1,000 years. Now look for It is an easy problem, Lord. Ain't no problem there. See, that angel come down and look at the chief of the father's picking a good chain in his hand. And he laid her on that old table. Judas was the figure in that circle. And he bound for 1,000 years. Right?
Right.
Do you see what I mean? In other words, the key and the chain is these dispensations linked together. These ages linked together. You understand? Then the key to the bottomless pit of the grave. And Joshua and Messiah rose from the dead. He said, I have the key.
See?
Key to what? Yeah, they're not all in graves.
That's the
message. Yes, it down to them 4,000 years and unlocked them all. And we told you about it. Father, go Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, and all the rest of them. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
No joke, he stood back there and he said, when his wife turned and said, say, look here, you smitten with four balls off and the head to the feet. Don't you know, man, you can't make it like that. Mm-hmm. See, we're just tired of fooling with you like that, too. Mm-hmm. You ain't fit to come in the house. See, you sit on the ground out there, Billy Dad and your three friends. You understand? Better yet, why don't you just go ahead and curse him and die? Mm-hmm. See, you talk like a fool. Mm-hmm. See? And this one, the unbelief got into me. So, though as the skin worms have devoured this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see. Because, listen, my. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand in the earth in the latter day. And I will see him for myself. Now, look, you're talking like that, skin runs and divide his body, then he ate it up. See? And yet in his flesh he's going to see for his own self. Not for another. For I know that his Redeemer lives. See, he's coming on down from that, on down, to the on down, and on down. See, and finally make it on down, get to the tomb and come up out of it, see. From there, come on, Joe. Long as Abraham. When they send you the flesh on him, see. And he looked him right in the face. I know Abraham and all the rest of them. You see what I mean? Ain't that a big type of feeling? You see? Yes, sir. We've told you about that a couple of times. Put your lady hope on that old stuff. We did. And then you locked him up there, right?
And cast him into the bottomless pit.
And cast him into the bottomless pit.
And shut him up.
And shut him up.
And set a seal upon him.
And set a seal upon him.
That he should deceive the nations no more.
That he should deceive the nations no more.
Till the 1,000 years.
Until the 1,000 years was finished. Now listen, let me put this down right quick. See, now we talked about that which was, which is, and which is to come. Didn't we? Mm-hmm. We showed you how Satan was when Judas died, was not, and yet he is. You see the point? Right?
Yes, sir.
We showed you how Joshua and Messiah, he come down, he died, he went to the tomb, just like Judas did.
That's right.
See? Judas, he's hung out there on the tree. Joshua and Messiah. Out there on the tree.
That's right.
Ready to get it hanging from back here.
God.
Come on the tree.
Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes, sir.
Well, so I said, well, that's a cause. Yes, but it's a tree, fella.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You get to see this?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's pretty. Mm-hmm. Now, they were both there. See, and Judas, a seal set upon him, He couldn't make it out of there. He's still there out there. But that spirit, you remember at the Passover? So the spirit entered into him?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay.
And it's that spirit that's in that body? Sit upon a kind of the Sanhedrin council. See? Bound him for 1,000 years. All that day. One day with him. And I have you to know that this is the Lord that's crucified out here on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
Well, when it was reported that he'd resurrected from the dead, that's why I was they put the soldiers down at the tomb. Not the same thing, the council told them, I said, so they said, don't let this stuff get out. See? There's a, yes, sir, yes, there's no question about that. But an angel come down from heaven, see, had the key to the body, was pressing the great king's hand, and there wasn't nothing we could do about it. You see what I mean? There wasn't a thing we could do about it.
We dropped right there.
We didn't get a report on it. Said, well, look, we don't want this to get out. I don't know what you try to keep your mouth shut. Down 1,000 years, you understand?
Yes.
But after the 1,000 years it was over, he'd be loosed out of the Vatican. You understand? Fly over to Jerusalem.
That's right. That's right.
Out of the bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
On up there in the Sanhedrin Council. You understand? Oh, but this book is right, folks.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Now we got him. We brought him down to the dispensation of John the Writer. And what he's seeing and hearing, that's all he's putting down. See, and he's just doing very nicely with what Moses never said, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir.
Anybody does very nice, wouldn't you say that?
Yes, sir.
You see? All right, and I said, well, now look, Billy. I'm not coming down to this school. All you folks is going to do is just talk about that tabernacle. I am so sick and so tired. Say, why don't you read something out of the New Testament? See? Now that was the 20th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Satan bound 1,000 years and things. And he got to be used out there for a little season.
Mm-hmm.
And see, read what happened.
And I saw thrones.
And I saw thrones.
And they sat upon them.
And they that sat upon them.
And judgment was given unto them.
And judgment was given unto them.
And I saw the souls of them
that
were beheaded.
No, bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You see, now look what we've got. When you put it up in here by that pattern. You see, now I saw the souls of them. Didn't say the bodies.
That's right.
That what?
That were beheaded.
That were beheaded.
For the witness of Yahshua.
For the Jehovah's Witness of them.
No.
For the witness of
Yahshua.
Yahshua.
And for the word of Yahweh.
And for the word of Yahweh.
And which
well, just a minute. Now I want you to look right up there and I'm say to you. See, in this tabernacle. In this tabernacle. Here, right here, to be real specific. You see, and actually pointed out. See, now, if you notice what she said, she saw the souls of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Where were they?
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahshua and for the word of Yahweh, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither
see,
his idol.
Which had not worshipped the beast.
Neither his idol.
Neither his image,
Neither had received its mark upon
neither
their
neither had received its mark in their forehead.
Or in their hand.
Nor in their hand.
And they
now, look at that. Oh, no, you read too well. Too fast or something. You see? Now, no, it's not worship with your hands.
No, that's right. Worship with your hands.
That's the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. You see? And don't you see that old devil out there with his hand in his mind, and he's getting up and saying he's holding up the chalice and all this kind of thing. And you around talking about birth control. The real message. See, old Paul wrote about it. Right, right. So you mustn't use no contraception. None of any kind. Right?
Right.
Are you ready what he said?
Yes, sir.
See? And now here he is giving you the birth control pill.
Yeah.
That's the baby. Mm-hmm. Can't be born like that.
That's right.
See?
With his hands.
You see? Give it to you. Now you're not trying to pass on the birth control pill. Can't be born like that. You got the wrong thing. You see? We showed you how it was. By the group, we showed you the whole life there to the right and high. You may know. You're here and open, is that right?
Yes, sir.
He showed you that's what he's doing. He's talking about it under the law. He denied that you have to write on the side written from the dead. Get the point?
Yes, sir.
You see? We showed you that was in the house and near the house there in the congregation there. What a mess. And some women just down on their knees crying. What a mess.
Yes, that's right.
Imagine, make yourself hot. Next and day. You know the truth.
That's right.
See? But they received a mark in their forehead. You see, and also in their hand, don't leave that out. And that's the reason why. You see, get your Bible in the book. Six, six, six. So, let me put it away. For everything he does, he does with his hands.
Right.
Pope John the 23rd playing the role. You understand him walking with the disciples' feet. But he's breaking down segregation. And he's showing you how humble he is. And he washed that big black African Negro feet. And always gonna go you one day. No, I'm thinking that way about Jesus kissing by the feet. You are the Lord, tell me. But he's always on going one down, because he's going to be one of those. See, and so he kissed his feet.
That's right.
You see? Oh, he said. And when he was dying, and hypocrites had the nerve to say, when he'd go into a coma, and come back out of it, he'd say, I'm the resurrection of life. You understand? Going back in another coma, see? And come back out of it, you see? He says, well, he's showing us how to die.
Another
one. I'm telling you, it's a bird. It's a bird without any opportunity. Yes, it's terrible. You see? No, that's the hand there. But I wanted to show you the Pope.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you see him, listen, riding on the city of Destoria. See? There he is. Now, these are actual pictures, folks. See?
That's right.
And it's talking about paying money. We told you where I got this picture from.
It's documented.
Yes, it's documented. See? That is Pope Pius the 12th riding on the city of Gestoria. And we tried to tell you that you have nothing else but a copycat.
Yes.
That's right. See? You see?
Yes, sir.
He said, I will be like he's a copycat. See? Right. Now here they run the rings through the altar, see, and through the rock of the curtain. And the priest blowing on their shoulder, you see them going through the river Jordan, you know,
right.
See? The ark of the curtain. And here he is sitting up there. You know, you mustn't put your hand on it.
No.
Don't put your hand on the ark of the curtain.
No.
They threw it up in the ox cart. One time.